The only thing more fun than raising beef right now, which is a very valuable commodity on the hoof and in the grocery store, the only thing better than raising beef is eating it. And here from the North Dakota Beef Commission is the outreach and engagement specialist. She's reaching out to you on the radio right now. Jenna Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Excellent. You guys are busy this month. You got a lot of great events coming up to teach folks the best way maybe a new way of consuming beef.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're kicking off June with an event here up in Fargo. It's called Smoke, Sear, and Sip, and tickets are currently live. They are free, but we are asking that people go ahead and reserve those seats as soon as possible because we do have limited seating available.
All right.
But that experience is going to involve Food Network chef Justin Warner, who will be demonstrating a couple different cooking techniques. He'll be discussing flavor combinations, and he's going to help guests learn how to elevate their cooking at home.
And where is this at?
That will be at Brewhalla in Fargo.
Oh, okay, super. Well, a lot of folks go there and for an event, you're going to have a great event there. I see it's in partnership with the North Dakota Barley Council. What's the reason for the pairing there?
Yeah, we like to incorporate other commodities throughout the year through different programming, and this kind of just happened to be a great time for us to partner with the Barley Council. We're really excited getting to have them and their input in on the barley as the beer pairings with the beef.
All right. Well, yeah, a good glass of wine is good. After a good meal, nothing better than a good cup of coffee, but eating beef with a little barley pop, some beer, that's a great idea also. So it's Smoke, Sear, and Sip. This is like a classroom featuring people. You can eat what you're learning, huh?
Yes. So we'll be able to have samples going out as our chef is cooking live there. So you'll be able to taste, you'll be able to listen to him, and you'll be able to take some notes and learn a little bit while you're there.
All right. Justin Warner, I'm not sure what programs does he have on the Food Network? Do you recall?
He is most notably known on the Tournament of Champions.
Oh, okay.
So he's one of the hosts on there. And he actually has worked with the South Dakota Beef Industry Council a few different times, putting on events with them. So he decided to come on up to North Dakota.
Good deal. All right. He finally learned. All right. Smoke, Sear, and Sip at Brewhalla, June 11th. How do we get those tickets?
They are live on the Eventbrite, or there's a social media post that will be out as well today.
Okay. A North Dakota Beef Commission social media post?
Yes.
Okay, super. All righty. Now, there is another kind of a wild and crazy event, Girls Who Grill. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so Girls Who Grill is a national campaign that a lot of different states across the country are participating in, and we've decided to bring it right here to North Dakota. The goal is to bring influencers from across the state that are all female. They're going to gather around in one spot, and we're all going to learn how to grill together. We're going to learn how to become more confident grillers and just be able to have a little camaraderie with other women.
All right, and where and when and how do we get in, or how does she get involved in that?
Yeah, so Girls Who Grill is actually going to be an influencer-specific event. So we have hand-selected different influencers across the state that have representation in all different kinds of media platforms. So it'll be a private event, but they'll be pushing out a lot of social media content online. So you'll be able to follow along and see what we're up to.
All right. At the Cows & Company Creamery, where is that located?
That's just outside of Carrington, North Dakota.
Okay, all right, that's what I thought. All right, so influencers, whether you're on TikTok or Facebook, X, influencer, you're kind of an influencer yourself, aren't you? Is an engagement outreach and engagement specialist.
I suppose you could say that, but
yeah.
I'm not sure if I'll be putting on the event. So if there's any other influencers that are out there that are interested in the beef and are here in North Dakota and would like an invite, they're more than welcome to reach out to us too.
All right. So you're going to kind of recruit them to do some beef influencing online, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I understand the purpose of all of that. So, and we just talked about with, online auctions and so many things. What's the old saying? If it doesn't happen online, if it doesn't occur on social media, get posted, it never really happened. It's true in the beef consumption business now, huh?
Yep. The more people who can see people behind the grill, the better.
For sure. All right. On June 11th, Smokes Here and Sip in Fargo at Brewhalla. I can get your tickets at Eventbrite or on the social media post site of North Dakota Beef Commission. You've been the outreach and engagement specialist for the North Dakota Beef Commission for how long now?
I actually started last September.
And what do you think of this job? Is this like the best job going out and promoting beef?
Absolutely. I mean, this is exactly what I went to school for, and I couldn't be more happy to be doing it here in North Dakota.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about Jenna. Where are you from?
I grew up on a cow-calf operation in southeastern Montana, and then I went to school at South Dakota State to get a degree in ag communications, and a few months later, I wound up here in North Dakota.
All right. So tell me, Baker or Ekalaka?
Actually, Plevna.
Oh, Plevna.
A little further west.
All right. Well, goodness. The thriving metropolis of Plevna, Montana. That's a town of how many people?
About 250.
Oh, wow. It's grown since the last time I was up there was in the late 70s. It's grown a little bit, so that's good. Ekalaka and Baker and that whole area is there's a lot of wide open spaces. North Dakota's got the North Dakota Tourism Department's got the poster "Life in the Vast Lane." Well, that's southeastern Montana, huh?
Yes, it is, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, that's good. So tell us a little bit about the home ranch. It was what color cows did you have?
We had a commercial Black Angus operation, so that's my background. We had a small group of registered staff that we started between my siblings, though, too.
Oh, okay. And so you still have a kind of interest in the farm, in the ranch back home, huh?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I'm actually going home this weekend to help with the yearly branding, so.
It's that time of year.
It sure is.
Super. All righty. Jenna Paul, Outreach and Engagement Specialist. I know you give Nicole Wardner, who's Executive Director of the North Dakota Beef Commission, a lot of help, and we sure look forward to seeing you someday soon at a grocery store event or at Smoke, Sear, and Sip, the art of beef and beer pairing. You no longer have to ask what kind of wine goes with this. You ask what kind of craft beer goes with this cut of beef? So that'd be good. All right, we'll check that out. And again, thank you very much for the visit, Jenna Paul of the North Dakota Beef Commission. Have a good rest of the week and a great weekend back home in southeast Montana.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, talk to you later.